good.
Okay. Good to be back, getting ready this week for another tough divisional foe. We know what type of game this is going to be. They're playing, I mean, outstanding right now on offense, and we'll have our work cut out for us this week.
What do you see about Ty Montgomery doing what he's done, made that transition to running back?
Hey, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he's really turned into a good running back for them, and schematically for what they do, getting the back out and the routes and those types of deals. And he's done a real nice job for them, catching a ball out of the backfield, having the ability to go out and line up in spread formations. And, of course, he's a receiver, so that skill set helps him there. So he'll be a tough matchup for him.
How rare is it to see a player make a mid-season switch like that?
Yeah, it's pretty rare. I mean, you don't see a lot of guys do it, you know, throughout the course of the year. Of course, you've got defensive backs that do switch around some, but offensively for a guy to go to running back, that's a different mindset.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, another new wrinkle in the sense that he turns it on, he's hobbled, but he's still playing probably his best football of the
year.
Yeah,
he is. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, everything he can do, we can move in the pocket, buy time, they get the routes down the field, we got to stay matched on the routes. And when he pulls it down to run, he's done a good job of running, and he can make every throw, whether he's on the run or if he's back there stationary in the pocket.
Does he look hampered?
You could tell it, a couple of times maybe you didn't see the finish of it, but he had no problems escaping and running last week. I mean, when you look at the tape, he had three runs in there that he really, you know, got out and picked up good yardage against the scramp.
George, how does the chess match differ against Rodgers without a guy like Harrison Smith if you don't have him again?
We just package-wise, we personnel it, we look at the matchups, and then we just, you know, try to do what we think is the best matchup for the personnel that we have at that game. We don't kind of look at it as, you know, Harrison. I told you before, Harrison's a really good football player that we miss, but at the same time, you know, Anthony, we expect him to step in and be able to do the things that he can do and do those things well.
How have you evaluated Barr in the last few weeks?
He's been just, Barr's been Barr. You know, a lot of times where, you know, last year we haven't seen as many flash plays out of him, that kind of thing, but systematically what we're asking him to do, he's doing. I think, you know, matching up with running backs, matching up with tight ends, he's done that. Blitz-wise, a lot of times people are very cautious, conscientious of where he's at in what we're trying to do blitz-wise, so a lot of times he gets protection to him. But, you know, we're looking for him to play better, and I know he will play better.
How do you go about replacing what Tom Johnson had given you on the interior?
You know, Tom did an excellent job coming in on our sub packages, whether it was run or pass. I mean, he had turned into a brilliant run player for us, too. So, again, the next guy up in our different packages that we'll use, we'll rotate some guys in there to use them within the different packages and expect them to, you know, be able to use their skill sets to help us, whether it's rushing a passer or in a run game, you know, first or second.
Do you lean more on Brian, or how do you go about doing that?
I can't tell you exactly how we do it. We'll see how it goes when we get to Saturday.
What has Toby Johnson shown you if he gets in there?
Toby's been with us all year, so he understands what we're trying to do fundamental and technique-wise and what we're trying to do from a schematic standpoint. He understands those different things and, you know, what we try to do in our pass rush game. So, you know, it's an opportunity for him to step up. So, you know, we'll see how it goes Saturday when we get in.
What have you seen from Jordy as far as just kind of finding his groove since he played him in week two?
Yeah, you can tell he's a lot more comfortable. It looks like their timing's a lot better. I mean, he's always been able to go up and catch the ball, but it looks like, you know, he's a lot more in sync than what they've done. And he's been very productive for them. You know, they're a leading receiver, so he's done a good job here the last couple of weeks. That it? All right, thanks. Appreciate it.